AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fick here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Super Bowl Sunday. Hey, Super Bowl Sunday. Hey, Super Bowl Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast with my button. There we go. Yes, sir. Back here on another episode on Super Bowl Sunday. I know I'm not going to have a big audience today, but listen, we still going to have a great episode. Shout out to the playback gang. Shout out to the playback gang. Make sure y'all hit the like button when y'all come and watch this episode. But I told y'all I'm going to do the podcast at a different time, obviously, because of the Super Bowl today. I will be watching the Super Bowl. And I still got to get a podcast in, man. See, a lot of y'all favorite podcasters and fitness influencers, they wouldn't do the podcast. They probably would cancel the podcast. But we don't do that here because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the best fitness channel out. And we talk about sports here, too. There will be more sports content coming up soon. I've been putting it on TikTok and YouTube Shorts, testing it out, seeing what's going on. And there will be sports content. But anyway, like I said, this is the best fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the funniest, the illest, the realest. The list goes on. I could do a two-hour list, but we don't have that type of time because it's Super Bowl Sunday. And before I get in these comments and get this podcast started, listen, listen, I'm no simp. But I put up a post last night about fellas needing to stay in shape after they retire from professional sports. I've posted this before on TikTok and YouTube Shorts, and people was mad. I never put it on Instagram. Put it on Instagram, all the fat boys is mad at me. Now, ladies, I kind of hear what y'all saying about these bitch-ass ninjas. Because the amount of men making excuses to stay fat is diabolical. The amount of men making excuses to stay fat is reprehensible. It's getting ridiculous out here. Ladies, I feel you. Fellas, shout out to the real ones like me, Spider-Mo, Brown Baldy, Toon, Big Rob. Everybody can't be like us. Seth, who else is on the show? All the real ninjas that tap into the show. Everybody can't be like us. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's get this episode started. Uh-oh, they got to be mad. And Indian Dolly, what up?
Welcome to the show.
Tasha, happy Sunday. What's going on?
Welcome to the show.
And what you know, Joe, live on a Sunday. What's up, Fit Fam? Shout out to the source. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
And listen, let's get this episode started. So, hey, man, guys, what are we doing in the gym? What are we doing in the gym? We're there to get better. We're there to work on muscles. We're there to work on our cardio. We are not there for the circus. We got this guy here in Planet Fitness acting like it's the damn circus. Let's check it out, because what the hell is going on? Maybe y'all could tell me, because I can't figure it out.
Okay, start it now.
Listen, man, I see a ninja doing this in the gym. We're going to have a problem. What you reverse kicking the wall for? Fellas, what the hell are y'all doing in the gym, man? What is the point of this? What is this enhancing? What is this making stronger? What is this making better? You literally just end people way and doing this for views. And this is why I make posts about the gym culture.
Nope.
Because people in the gym doing anything. Now, if you mess around and kick somebody.
Nope.
And somebody smack you in the back of that bald head, it's going to be a problem.
Nope.
You're going to be suing the gym.
Nope.
Trying to get them banned. But you in here doing all this goofy shit. Fellas, cut it out. You just in folks' way. Taking up space. Wasting time. And it's getting crazy out here. You look goofy. I'm tired of this shit, man. Go to the gym. Do your workout. You can go hard. You can work hard. But you ain't got to be in there on the clown shit. With the tomfoolery. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I gotta go, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. Get his goofy ass off of my screen. Get his goofy ass off of my screen. It's getting crazy out here. What up, Marsha? He all in folks' way. I'm telling you, all up in folks' way. What the hell is going on, man? Hey, I'm killing y'all already. Make sure y'all hit the like button, and let's keep it going. Marsha laughing. Imagine him doing that and he's swinging to somebody elbow face first. Yikes. That's what I'm saying, man. You're going to do that to the wrong one. Bro, people be fighting demons in the gym. People be crazy. I'm not saying that's me, but you do that to the wrong person. And they might not look like they hurt you, but they'll hurt you. I'm telling you. Y'all better be careful with that goofy shit, man. Don't ask how I know. Listen, you said grade 2 sidekick. Yeah, that sidekick was terrible. I made the live. Jill's Life, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
What's going on, Jill's Life? How you doing? We here on Super Bowl Sunday. Anyway, we got Auntie here. And listen, this is why you got to take care of yourself.
Nope.
Because you want to be able to do things with your family.
Nope.
You want to be able to have fun. You want to be able to get on all the roller coasters. You want to be able to do all the activities. You don't want this to happen when you try to have fun on Family Day. Let's check out what happened on Family Day with somebody, Auntie, right here. How you so big that you can't get down the slide? It said, took my mom to a water park today and this happened. First of all, she didn't even make it down the whole slide. Let's rewind that back. She coming down the slide, boom. Don't make it down the slide. Stops halfway because she too big, because that back too big.
Big back activity.
And then she can't even sit up.
Big back activity.
That means she has zero core.
Big back activity.
Oh, hold on, hold on. You put the reactions at the end. Hold up.
I almost lost you today, didn't I?
I almost died.
Big back activity.
Listen, you don't want to be like Auntie, man. You should be able to go. If gravity can't bring you down the slide, what the hell is going on? We got an issue to address. Listen. You know, my auntie been living a sedentary lifestyle for a while.
Big back activity.
It's getting crazy out here, man. Don't let the big back stop you from the family activities.
Big back activity.
And don't let the big back activities stop you from enjoying your day off from work.
Belly, belly.
Would you, Andy and Dolly? Absolutely, her leg went out.
My leg went out.
And you know she went to Popeyes before they went to the amusement park.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
This shit getting crazy out here, man. Listen, stay out there. Hold up. Stay out the drive-thrus.
It's Burger King.
Stay out the drive-thrus.
It's Wendy's.
Listen, don't go to the barbecue before you go to the amusement park.
There's barbecue in there.
Listen, you don't have to eat every time you breathe.
It gotta eat.
She ate before she got on the slide.
It gotta eat.
She ate after the slide.
It gotta eat.
She probably had a snack in her wetsuit and ate while she was going down the slide. That's why she ain't make it down the whole slide.
It gotta eat.
Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. Cooking out here, man. We cooking in here today, man. Her leg went out. Oh, yeah, I said that already, but I'm going to say it again.
My leg went out.
Even Respucia made it down the slide. Respucia did make it down the slide. If you can't do something, Respucia did, then you need to hire a personal trainer. It's time to send C. Marty Fit a DM. Me, Tune, whoever, your local DMV shit. Send the bullshit trainer a DM because this is ridiculous. You can't do a sit-up, but you could get up and go to the draft.
It's Wendy's.
You can't do a sit-up, but you got up to make that fried chicken.
You gonna fry some chicken, you gonna need some.
You can't sit up, but you got them thick-ass ankles.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
You can't sit up, but you got up to make Thanksgiving dinner.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
Listen, you can say what you want to say. You could say I'm fat shaming, but at the end of the day, I'm telling the truth, and I do not care.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't
care. Hey, and I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's keep this podcast going.
Let him cook. Let him cook now.
I said what I said. Big belly, big back belly well is crazy, Mona. And well, Mona, welcome back to the show. Hey, everybody that's in here, man.
Welcome to the show.
Big back belly well.
Big back activity.
Everybody that's in here, I appreciate you on the Super Bowl Sunday. I try to keep my times consistent, and I didn't keep it consistent today because of the Super Bowl, obviously. But I appreciate y'all getting in here. And I know the playback ain't going to show love. But anyway, man, hey, we got to keep the podcast going. Now, we talked about the black people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But we talk about different races on this podcast. Any of my white listeners? And my white spectators, don't sit here and think we don't talk about y'all too.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
White folks. Listen, first of all, I always say big back parents create big back kids.
Big back activity.
White folks, y'all got to start whipping y'all kids or something. Y'all got to find a belt and put the belt to y'all kids' ass or something. Because we can't have big back white kids walking around the store like this. Let's check it out.
Belly Deli?
Let's check it out. Hey, I'm challenging y'all. This is ridiculous.
Whoa. Hey.
I will scream. The
little girl said, I will scream.
And I will kick everything.
You're going to scream?
Yes. If you don't.
Big back aside, if I ever said that to my mother when I was a kid, they would have been calling Child Protective Services.
If I don't listen to her, she's going to scream. That's what she just said.
So basically, the kid is trying to get whatever snack she wants. And if the mom says no, she's going to scream and act a fool.
No, I don't. I don't want to deal with this. Leave her alone.
This is why kids fat. With. This is why
she's
kids fat.
She's going to scream in this whole entire store.
She got the chips.
If I don't let her.
She got the Oreos.
Whatever she wants to do. Oh, my God.
Them kids going to be on Dr. Now and 600-pound life in a couple years.
Big back activity.
This is okay with you. This is why we deal with what we do. Do not.
Yeah, it's okay with fat dad.
Go over there, Amelia. You don't even
it's
know
okay
what you're
with
getting.
Dad by dad.
Now you're just doing it on purpose.
What's that? Or at least she trying to wash the dishes after she big back.
Big back activity.
Leave them alone.
What else she gonna
I'm
get?
Done. I can't even go grocery shopping with my own family anymore. This is insane. I don't even know what to do. I really don't.
You think it's funny? It's not. It's not funny.
And she got some more chips her big back ass. Listen, this is ridiculous, man.
Big back activity.
Listen, parents, I'm telling y'all right now, you think you don't have influence on your... Let me take these glasses off because y'all think I'm playing. You think you don't have control over these kids? You think you don't contribute to the backs of the...
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
These kids,
big back activity.
These kids is adult size in the second grade. Parents, y'all got to cut this shit. First of all, get your shit together as a parent. You need to hire a trainer. You need to get the gym membership. Your kids gonna do what you do. They see you on this bullshit.
Big back activity.
They learn all the big back shit from mom and dad.
You go fry some chicken.
They addicted to fried chicken because your big back ass addicted to fried chicken. I'm not here to make fun of kids. I'm blaming the parents more so. I know this might be a skit and y'all think it's funny or it's just for the views. Listen, she's on her way to Fatland.
God damn.
She on her way to Big Back Land.
Damn.
Hold on. Look. What's she? Hold on. What's she get? She got. I'm trying to get to the part where she got the chips. She got the chips in her hands and the Oreos. So you know she eats like this on the regular.
We do not care.
You know she eats like this on the regular, man. She ain't eating no nutritious foods. And look at the dad. Hold up. I could talk about the parents. I ain't gonna talk about the kid too much. Look at dad.
Damn.
Pop's got to get his shit together. So I don't expect much from a dad like that. I don't expect much from his kid.
Big back activity.
I don't expect much. Parents, it starts with y'all. Y'all kids see y'all do bullshit, and your kids know you want some fat bullshit.
Bullshit?
The kids know that. So listen, you can say I'm fat shaming or whatever, but this is the reason why the country's going the direction it's in. My mama would have handled my ass in the store right then and there. Yeah, my mom don't play that shit. But anyway, man, get they big back ass off the screen and just know that I'm killing y'all today on Super Bowl Sunday. Because that right there is ridiculous, man. I have no type of tolerance or patience for that. It's getting crazy out here, man. Hit the like button. And listen, we talked about Shorty suing Lyft because she was too big to get in the Lyft. So the Lyft driver denied her and rejected her request. So we have more big backs.
Big back activity.
Telling us that they stand with Dank DeMoss, who got rejected from Lyft. And she shouldn't have got rejected. Seth, what's going on, brother? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
And I told y'all, this whole Lyft situation, it's not just going to be one episode. We're going to keep having videos about it as time goes on, as this case builds up. Let's check out the girl, defending the girl from Lyft. Big backs, and I'm not going to say what race.
You know, black people.
No.
Let's check it out.
She's wrong for standing up for herself.
Hold on. This girl says her weigh-in is 339 pounds, so you know she's not going to have anything intelligent to say.
What?
Because I'm going to let y'all know something. I'm 339, and if I ever go outside and a Lyft person tell me I can't get in a motherfucking Lyft, I'm going to do that too. Bitch, it's a problem.
That's the problem right here. Y'all, wide back, Buick back. Pickup truck back, refrigerator back, as people is getting too entitled. No, you do not get to participate in society like normal sized people if you let yourself get the 339 pounds.
What do you mean I can't get in the lift? I don't give a fuck if you got to ride me on your hood, bitch. I paid for this ride and I need this ride. I can fit in the car. I don't give a fuck if a bitch pull up in a coupe. If I'm more than getting in that car, I'm going to get in that car. Y'all, I always been the type of fat bitch. If I can't fit it, I'm going to make myself fit it. Straight up.
It's consequences to your actions. And if you have big back actions, don't get mad at the big back consequences. Don't get mad at it. Listen, man, it's 2025. Uncle T is in office. It's a lot of things changing. All that body positivity and catering to big backs, them days is over. Them days, oh, you better tighten up. You better get your Planet Fitness membership. Because that shit is getting out of hand. We ain't dealing with that shit no more.
Sprayer on my mama. I don't give a fuck if a bitch buy me a 2T for Christmas. I'm going to fit in it.
And all these motherfuckers, they be sitting down when they do these videos.
Straight up, like, I never been that type of fat girl to limit myself to nothing. You feel me?
Oh, you don't limit yourself to nothing? We know. We know you don't limit yourself at the buffet. You don't limit yourself at the bar because we know you're drinking. The only time you huff and puff is to smoke some hookah. You don't limit yourself to anything. And I'm sure you don't limit yourself to Dusty Ninjas because I'm sure you're getting your cheeks clapped too. You need to start limiting yourself to some shit. It's a weight limit for the lift car. And it's a weight limit for the scale because I know you probably been broke a few scales in your lifetime.
415, I wouldn't dare argue with the man about trying to fit in a small ass cat. Hey, I'm 339. If a nigga pull up in the coupe, I'm getting in.
Oh, we know. That's why you at Big Back University.
What you mean, bitch? You better put me in your rearview mirror. No cap. No cap.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Hey, listen, shorty, you better find some limits. Because that right there is ridiculous. We ain't got to put up with that shit, man. And I go out of my way. I know I'm not fat and I never been fat. But I go out of my way to keep myself a certain way. All the men and the women on this podcast, we go out of our way to stay in shape, to get better. So we don't get to no damn 339.
Nope.
339 is not okay.
Nope.
The Super Bowl today. It's probably a couple motherfuckers that's 339.
Nope.
Actually, I don't think none of them ninjas is 339. You bigger than everybody in the Super Bowl.
Dom the Monko, Monko, Monko.
And you eating too many big back bowls. Your big ass can't even go. Your big ass can't even go bowling. You can either roll your ass to the gym. You don't have no body goals. Belly so big that it folds. You need to get a membership at Gold's. Hey, I'm cooking on this Sunday, man. We're going to play the video while we go through these comments because this shit right here is crazy. Joe Thomas said pre-Super Bowl madness. It is pre-Super Bowl madness. And guess what else?
We do not care.
Big Back's getting your feelings because it is what it is. And you know we tell the truth and you know we got to go. girl, I'll pull off on you. LMAO, you ain't talking about ish, definitely. She huffing and puffing just from talking. How you can't breathe from talking? I'm telling you. If talking is cardio, get off the podcast. If talking is cardio, you don't get to watch the Super Bowl. You need to super roll your ass to the gym. Why these big joints always swear like sailors? That's a great question. And they insist on giving ninjas' cars a hernia. It's ridiculous, man. That poor car hood. But they could lift her belly up like a car hood.
Your back has a back.
You ain't finna put my car in harm's way. Exactly. Of course she has the limits. Just because my fupa big bit don't mean I can't see my cat. Oh, yeah. I need to get that sound, Seth. I need to get that sound, bro. Anyway, man. Hey, I'm killing y'all on this Super Bowl Sunday, man. Let's keep it. This shit getting crazy over. Somebody got to speak up on this shit. I'm tired of it, bro. Fat women's body always got small hands and feet. It looks weird to me, even the curvy ones. Chan-Chan, that's crazy. That's body shaming. Chan-Chan, you're out of here. All right? Fat shaming and indecency towards fat people. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Tyrone Sullivan, what's good, brother?
Welcome to the show.
No doubt, I will pass on an overweight woman. They're a health hazard waiting to happen. And yes, it is unattractive. Talk your ish. My good brother, talk your ish. Hey, listen, man. You see the title of the show. This is the topic of the show. And we're going to give y'all what y'all came here for because, listen, this is ridiculous. And you see, the title is, Can a Man Reject a Woman for Her Weight? And this is part of the issue right here. Ladies, I love y'all. We talked about the soft fellas in the beginning of the podcast, but ladies, we can't tell y'all the truth. We can't tell y'all that y'all need to drop some weight. We can't tell y'all that it's not healthy for y'all. We can't tell y'all that a man is, it's okay for a man to say, hey, no, I don't want that. Don't y'all say that about men?
Nope.
Y'all tell a man, hey, you too fat, brother. I don't want you. Well, the same applies. So we had this guy here asking women, what's worse, rejecting a man for his height or rejecting a woman for her weight? You can probably guess what the answers were like, but hey, let's take a look at it and I'm going to give some commentary. Let's check it out.
I think it's worse, a man rejecting a woman because of her weight or a woman rejecting a man because of his height?
Obviously, it's worse if a man is rejecting a woman because of her weight, because I am a woman and I can't say the other way around.
A man.
What?
What kind of response is that? You didn't give any concrete facts. You didn't give a great, you just gave straight dumbass opinion. And that's how you know it's bullshit, ladies. If a woman says she's literally answering in favor of a woman because she's a woman, that's some bullshit.
What?
She can't give one positive reason for you to keep your back big as
hell. Big back activity.
That's her answer. That's literally insane.
Other way around.
A man rejecting a woman because she fat. Because she a woman and she gave birth to y'all. So
she's a woman. She gave birth to me.
Nope.
So I'm supposed to encourage her to be big as hell.
My back pregnant.
I'm supposed to encourage her to be big as a house.
Lord, asking from Papa.
I'm supposed to encourage her to keep going to the drive-thru. I'm supposed to encourage her to not give a fuck about herself because a woman gave birth to me. Well, one, that's irrelevant. Two, my mother ain't fat. Now, not the mom shame. I know everybody's mother ain't as fit as my mother, but listen, come to me with that bullshit. Come to me with that. Fuck is you talking about? That's some dumb shit, too. That's a dumb response as well. Let's rewind it a little
bit. She a woman and she gave birth to y'all, so respect the women.
A woman rejecting a man because of his height? He can't. What if he can't grow anymore? What if it's just genetics? You can't change that.
A guy rejecting a girl because of her weight, just because. It's just like rude. It's just rude.
When a guy...
It's rude. It's rude. And I'm not here to sit here and cape for short men. Because, I mean, I guess some people consider me short. I'm 6 feet, whatever. Some people say I'm normal size. Some people say I'm tall. Some people say I'm short, whatever. Literally, you have no control over your height, but you got control of how many calories you put in your body. Y'all sitting here, y'all go to brunch. Then y'all go to lunch. Then y'all go to the hookah bar. Then y'all go to the after party. And then y'all eat the after club meal. And you drinking the whole time. You can control that. I'm not trying to hear none of that shit. This is getting crazy out here, man. Let me rewind a little bit so we can get...
It's just like rude. It's just rude. Just rude.
When a guy rejects a girl because of her weight. Because it's just rude.
Ladies... Remember that every time when women tell you to stay the way you are because you're a woman, remember, these are skinny women saying this. They not walking around fat. They not walking around with townhouse back.
Big back activity.
They not walking around with backyard shed back.
Big back activity.
Remember that shit. Remember that. And I can't remember if there's any fellas in here on that bullshit too. Ninja's telling you that to get some BBW buns. Remember that.
Height is preference. Weight is based off of, like, appearances.
A man rejecting a woman because of her weight, that's, like, body shaming.
A woman.
So it's body shaming when you don't want a fat woman, but it's not body shaming when you say you don't want a short man. See, Planet Fitness ain't going to make a man taller, but Planet Fitness going to make your back smaller.
Big back activity.
Planet Fitness gonna get rid of them back rubs.
My back pregnant.
Planet Fitness gonna get rid of all that bullshit that you put into your body, all of them toxins that you accumulate.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
From the fat that you gain over the years, Planet Fitness is going to get rid of that. So listen, ladies, stop believing the bullshit. Let's see what this ninja going to say. What this ninja talking about? I ain't watched the whole video.
That's like body shaming.
A woman, because like a man can't change his height, but a woman can change their weight, you know?
Okay,
women judging men's height is worse because they're shallow.
Yeah. Okay, hey. Shout out to the guys that told the truth and you know they got to go, man. Oh, my bad, wrong button. Shout out to them, man. Shout out to them, man. Listen, this shit getting crazy out here. Ladies, y'all got it rough out here because motherfuckers is lying to y'all. Straight up lying. You're not supposed to reject women. The reason is irrelevant. Don't believe me? Just tell a joint no and watch her CD skip. Yeah, that's crazy, bro. But it's all facts. It's a fact. It's a fact, man. I could really go into it, but I'm going to keep it fitness today, man. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to keep it fitness today, man. And we ain't going to be here for a long time, so I'm just going to keep it fitness today. What you mean, no, head ass? Exactly.
Nope.
How is it rude to have a preference? Well, if you don't fit their preference, then it's rude, apparently. And ask them if they change places with their obese friends. That's what I said, bro. Why are you listening to somebody that doesn't want to be where you are, right? And then if look at it like you trying to chase your bag. You're trying to level up your lifestyle, level up your bank account, level up your brokerage account. So you working extra hours. You doing what you need to do to get to your goal. And a homeless motherfucker is telling you, no, stop chasing the bag. You ain't got to get your money up. You good, man. You come out here and live with us. That's what the fuck that sounds like. Somebody who's not where you want to be, giving you advice, telling you not to get to where you want to be at. Shit makes zero sense. Women lie. And also, once that fat friend loses the weight, now she's competition, and the friends start being weird. Get out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
All facts, Jill. You got to remember that, too. A lot, especially ladies, I seen it. And remember this. Anytime I tell y'all something, I seen it. I've been training for a long time. I've trained more women than men. A lot of women going to hate on you when you lose the weight. They want you to stay the fat friend so they could get the attention. They want you to stay the fat friend so they could feel better about themselves. I'm telling you, it happens. I done seen girls fall out when one of them loses weight. Plenty times. No cap in my rap.
Stop the cap.
Chan. Some women swear they can't lose weight but are able to gain more each year. But hey, at least feeders and chubby chasers are there for them. Uh-oh. Let me tell you this, man. Having men on your line is not a flex. It's not the flex you think it is. That ain't saying nothing. Ninjas be thirsty and pull up on anything. I've been saying women look at being fit as being a pick me. That's why big joints get all this fake respect from skinny women. I'm sick of it, man. Hey, I'm calling that shit out. I'm sick of it, bro. It is what it is. And I'm killing y'all on this Super Bowl Sunday. Shit crazy, man. All right, what we got? Oh, we got the next version of this video. Oops, my bad. That was the wrong one. We got another version of this video. Let's pull it up, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Make sure y'all hit the like button, too. Where my video at? Oh, here you go.
What's worse, a man who rejects a woman because she's overweight or a woman who rejects a man because he's short?
Oh, hold on. I got you what you know, Joe. Fat phobia is rooted in racism. I got you.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
Ask response. Shoot, Marty, didn't know you was on, bro. What's up, y'all? Yeah, I told y'all, man, I'm gonna go early on Sunday. Y'all ninjas don't be listening. That's what it is. Let's keep the video going.
A man rejecting a woman that's overweight because, like, you, like, making her self-confidence go down. You basically tell her she's too big. That's not...
So it's not making the self-confidence go down for a man if you reject... Never mind.
Nice.
The man rejecting a woman for her weight is mm-hmm. more wrong because it's...
More wrong? Is that a phrase? Grammatical error?
Just like wrong.
Look, she glitching. She don't know. It's wrong. She don't know what to say. Look at that. Not once have you heard a woman come in here with some science. You ain't heard a woman come in here and tell you why it's better to be fat, why it's healthier to be fat, why it's better for you long term to be fat. You ain't seen one of these women get that answer.
A woman rejecting a man because he's too short. Because it's like, you know, there's nothing you can do about height. If you're short, you're short. Tall, you're tall. So you should just accept him for what it is, especially if he's your type. He's a good man. Then rock with him.
A woman rejecting a man because of their height is worse. So a woman's weight could change. It could fluctuate. It could go big, small, whatever.
Yep.
But a man's height kind of is, you know, it doesn't really change like that, you know, after a certain age.
Rejecting a man because of his height.
Oh, we got the fellas on this one. Can't control show that. The ladies. Show the ladies line.
My son ain't going to get leg implants. To
man, show the ladies line.
Wait. That's something you could control. Right, I think that's about it.
All right, we're going to go back to the beginning. I thought it was more ladies on here with that bullshit, but let's just go back to these two. Perfect examples right here, man.
Short.
A man rejecting a woman that's overweight because, like, you, like, making her self-confidence go down. You basically tell her she's too big. That's not nice.
The man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And rejecting a woman for her weight is more wrong because it's just like wrong.
A woman.
That's that bullshit, man.
Bullshit?
Hey. That's the bullshit. That's what y'all got to deal with, ladies. So remember that shit. Anytime somebody tell you to stay fat, remember that they want some cap.
Stop the cap.
I'm killing y'all today. All right, man. We got Big Bertha. Big Back Bertha.
Big Back Activity.
You are too big. A woman saying she doesn't want a man with a gut is equivalent to a man saying he doesn't want a woman with a BBL. Fact. The truth hurts those overweight hyenas. It does, man. It hurts. But sometimes hurt is going to spark that change. You got to hear it. Stop looking for the softest message that you could get. You walk around life looking for what's the softest way? I have to hear it a certain way. You ain't going to make no type of change. And you're going to be fat your whole life. Listen, and this ain't the shit on nobody I've ever trained, but it's low-key shitting on some people that I've trained. Oh, well. The people who left me because they didn't like my delivery. They didn't like how direct I was. And when I say delivery and direct, I'm not out here like the way I talk on a podcast, I'm not talking to my clients like that in real life, but I keep it 100 with them at the same time. The people that didn't like that, they still fat till this day. It might be one or two that might have made their change or got their results or whatever, but for the overwhelming majority, they are still fat until this day. Walking around, not acknowledging the truth, and you only respond to things when you hear it the way that you want to hear it, you ain't going to get shit done like that. You ain't going to get nowhere like that. So remember that shit. Shit hurts. I mean, if I'm watching my content about whether that's business or taxes or fucking finance or whatever, and somebody say some shit like, hey, you need to get your shit together, I don't get sad and be like, I don't like how you said it.
Nope.
You ain't getting shit done like that, man. It's a double standard, my boy. Just like how big back females want a big dude, but reject an overweight dude. Bars. What up, CC?
Welcome to the show.
The truth hurts. Big spider in the building. About to get a Super Bowl of crab legs, no butter.
Hey.
Hey, Spider-Man, why every time you in the comments, Ninja's mad at you, man? The last two videos I posted, Spider-Mo was in there talking his shit, and Ninja's mad at him. Ninja's in the comments talking about something. Ninja's gonna be fat so bad, bro. I meant fit dudes, not big. I hate spell check. It's all good, brother. I knew what you meant. I think I read it, but I knew what you meant. Women do so much to change their appearance just to tell you she don't like short men. Meanwhile, you walking around with ass shots, paid for abs. He don't want you now. What bars? Dom DeMarco, Marco. All right, we back to the fellas, man. All these little big back skits ain't funny, man. We got the pizza challenge big back skit. Let's check it out, man.
Chopped cheese.
So basically, they calling out the pizza, and this ninja's the fastest one to grab the pizza. The one who gets the pizza first can have it.
Veggie slice.
Oh, his big back ass don't want the veggie pizza.
Big back activity.
Sweet chili oxtail.
That's not it.
He got that oxtail pizza. He know the tricks for to get the pizza.
Diet Coke.
He don't want the Diet Coke.
Shrimp and lobster black pepper Alfredo.
It's crazy, bro.
Coke.
I don't even think this is skit. I think they really doing the challenge, bro. I think he really just whooping them because his big back ass know where all the food
big
at.
Big back activity.
Big
sweet
back food vision.
That's
crazy, bro. Yeah, fellas, we got to get it together.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Fellas, that's some bullshit, man. That's some bullshit, fellas. That's that bullshit, man. Them ninjas in the comments mad at me. I'm just telling the truth, and you know I got to go. Ain't that the same dude who was in Broly Gaines vids? Yep. He big time now. Girls need to keep it real. Rejecting a girl for her weight hurts their feelings, and they think their feelings are more valid than men's. We're going to keep it fitness today. At Jill's Life Facts. It's Jabba the Hutt. That's crazy. Why is this low testosterone big back on here acting like a trained seal? He needs to put a bra on. Uh-oh.
Dom DeMarco.
Buddy needs a bra. Dudes that promote obesity, hold treadmill rails, and cry about who in office can never relate to me.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey, man, I find this shit funny, you know, going back and forth with people, but all facts, Spider-Mo. Him licking his fingers afterwards is crazy. You know, that's straight greasers. I'm late, but I was working out, but yo, what's going on, Quincy?
Welcome to the show.
If you a man with titties, don't watch the podcast. That laugh, though, that's that big back laugh. You only can laugh like that if you got man titties. Yeah, talking about the football game. I know that many young women are unfit, but I have been seeing so many young men that are walking around with a belly and skinny arms.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
And it's sad because the fellas think that's okay. You know, they think that's all right. But listen, man, I'll tell you this, bro. Even that post I mentioned earlier about the retired basketball player, people like, well, he got his millions. He got Listen, bro. I don't care how much money you got. Millions ain't stopping type 2 diabetes. I'm just saying, bro. Millions ain't stopping high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all the bullshit that leads to preventable diseases. Like, bro, you got to get it in. And as you get older, that shit gets more crucial. You got to work out more as you get older. You got to have more of a routine because now your muscle is going to decrease faster. So you're more likely to get these preventable diseases. You're more likely to get an injury. Fuck your knees up. Fuck your back up. I'm just saying, y'all live. You want to live a low frequency life? You do your thing.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You do your thing. While I'm in my, when I'm in my 40s and 50s, looking better than all y'all ninjas, not y'all on the podcast, but all y'all ninjas out there talking shit, when I'm moving better than y'all, when y'all wives looking at me, and they looking at Spider-Mo, and Mark Rose, and Brown Baldy, and Michael Hawkins. Don't get mad. And Tunji. they need to censor his man titties. I'm telling you. That's why nobody takes the duties ninja seriously. He keep hanging out with that dude. And I think he has a giant marijuana leaf tattooed on his belly. Hey, listen, man. I'm going to tell y'all this, bro. The duties guys, I ain't got nothing against them ninjas, man. So don't say that I said anything bad about them. But what I will say is, it kind of makes you skeptical when everybody who talks about them, they say bad things. And I know there's people out there who's hating and this and that. I didn't say nothing bad about them. I'm just repeating what I've heard on social media that's out there for the public. Okay? I don't hear good stuff about them, man. So they doing content with the fat dude. You know what I'm saying? If you promoting fitness, you ain't never going to catch me doing content with a ninja who doing pizza challenges and chicken sandwich challenges. That's all I'm saying. And I'm going to leave it at that. I could say more, but I'm going to leave it at that.
Let him cook.
I could say more, but I'm going to leave it at that. Shout out to them, though. Duties Ninjas doing their thing. Go give them a follow, man. Oh, man. The dope boy body is running amok. The fellas learn from their big back moms. I cannot stand when peeps say being fat is a sign of being happy. Oh, man. Listen, moms, big mamas, y'all got, listen, tell your sons to stay fit. I'm telling you, big back moms, listen, I'm keeping it fitness. All right. Big back moms, when you raising your sons, ask your son, is this a ninja you would talk to, the son that you raising? If you raising a little fat son and you wouldn't want no fat man, you need to check yourself. Marco. Shout out to the big back mamas. We still love you though. Hey Marty, Raymond Noodle said he wanted to play you in 33 for posting him. Marco. Raymond Noodles is wild, sir. Raymond Noodles. Hey man, he might comment on the post. When you collab or associate with somebody, you put your name and reputation in their hands. That's all I'm saying, bruh. That's all I'm saying, bruh. And like, people be like, you should have more guests on the podcast. I absolutely want to have more guests on there, but I'm telling you, like, y'all ain't about to come talk about me because I had somebody on the podcast doing some goofy shit. Like, I could pick up on the goofy tendencies. I'm cool. We're going to get some more guests on here, but when the time is right, when the lineup, we're going to do that. We gonna do that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, what we got next, man? Black woman is telling black women that they need to lose weight. Hold up, got another comment. Wicked Scorpion, what's good, brother?
Welcome to the show.
Just checking in. A hell yeah, dude can reject a woman for her weight if he don't want Big Bertha. He don't want her. Hey, bro, you gonna have to catch the playback. We got through that part, bro. It's all good though, man. See, Marty will look younger and be more fit than big back men in their 20s. Oh yeah, y'all. I'm telling you right now. We just getting started. As I get older, I don't even got no kids yet. When I have some kids, oh, the hate's gonna be real. Y'all gonna hate me. All right, let's check out this woman talking about black women need to lose weight, man. And this applies to all women. So white, Latino women who watch this apply to y'all too. Don't think you exempt just because she said black women. It means y'all too. All right, let's check it out.
It just gotta be said, black women. We gotta get the weight off. We gotta lose weight. Because our bodies be looking better than the masses with no asses. So imagine if we, you know, kind of just reined it in a little bit. And I'm not here to debate whether black women
I'm
are
here
more
to debate.
Overweight than the average American. I'm sticking
I'm
with this
here
country
to debate.
Than the average American woman. That is a fact. I'm not here to debate that. We got to get the weight off.
I'm here to debate.
Y'all out here talking about, oh, Ozempic,
oh. Yeah, oh, wow, okay.
You got to get the weight off. Everybody
no,
else taking
no,
it.
No. Do not encourage no women to get no Ozempic. Ozempic. That's not how y'all need to get the weight off, okay? But let's keep it going.
Beaties, but I manage it well. It's the little pill with the big story to tell. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing that big story. Facts. Get whatever you got to get. Take whatever you got to take.
No.
Do whatever you got to do. We got to get the weight off. That's it.
No, do it the right way.
Not even to mention health. Got to get the weight off. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, some of these videos, I don't watch the full video before I put it on here. So I apologize on that. I saw the title and I saw like the first couple seconds. I'm like, let me throw that on the podcast. I did not think she was going to sit there and tell y'all to get some damn Ozempic. Don't do that shit. Do that shit the right way. But anyway, we're going to keep this podcast going. We are almost done. And I'm actually moving pretty fast today. It's probably because it ain't that many comments. But I'm gonna add a video to the podcast. But hold on, give me a second, because I want to take it off of Instagram. I don't want to go through Instagram, because you know YouTube don't like that. So we just going to do this real quick. But hey man, hit the like button, man. Hey, leave a comment. Let's while we wait for this video to download. Shout out to Lizzo. Y'all know we love Lizzo on this podcast. While this video of Lizzo downloads, let's check the comments. Let's see if anybody said anything. Hold on, there it goes, downloading. All right, let's get out of here. Let's check the comments. Anybody say anything? Without a beard, I've been told I look about mid 20s when I'm 33. Yeah, man. Her forehead needs Ozempic. Yeah, feel free to cook her ass up in here telling y'all to get some damn Ozempic. That's insane. Lizzo, let me put a name on the video so I can find it easily. God damn, come on, computer. Computer be tripping, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Do not encourage women to take shortcuts to lose weight. It will open up another set of health issues. Yeah, my fault. I thought she was going a whole different direction with that message. Sometimes that happens. Checking in, meal preparation and production, my guy. Shout out to DeMarco. DeMarco's back in the gym and locked in with C. Marty Fit. I'm proud of Lizzo. Me too. Exactly. That shit don't last. Once you get off, they get big again. Exactly. Drug-free all the way, gym and proper diet for long-term success. Listen, man. This is going to be a positive post about Lizzo, but I got to give my commentary on it afterwards.
I'm happy. I did it. Today I stepped on the scale and I met my weight release goal.
Look how small she got.
Told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Hey. Y'all didn't know that I could bump like this.
Hey.
Let this be a reminder that you can do anything you set your mind to.
Yeah.
Now I guess it's time to set new goals.
Yeah. Shout out to Lizzo, man. Hey, man, listen, real quick, I done got post removed for talking about Lizzo. I done got canceled for talking about Lizzo. I hate black women for talking about Lizzo. Just for her to go and lose some damn weight. Just for her to go and lose some weight. I'm telling y'all, that fat shit don't feel good. And Lizzo had a wake-up call. Not only did she have people telling her she was encouraging bullshit, she was encouraging others with her influence to get overweight. She had people like myself cooking her. She had South Park cook her. And she had that lawsuit where her Big Back Dancers was trying to sue her.
Big Back Activity.
And she seen that all big backs don't stick together.
Big Back Activity.
And she said, let me get this weight off. But whatever the reality is, it's best for you to get the weight off. You're going to see who really fuck with you. And she gonna always have. She always gonna get my props now. Ain't no more Lizzo cooking unless she do some dumb shit or go back to being fat and do some dumb shit. But ain't no more cooking Lizzo. She gaining people. That's the thing. When you lose weight, when you get on your fitness journey, you gonna attract the right people in your life. You don't want nobody lying to you talking about it's worse to tell a woman that. You don't want them type of women in your life, ladies, fellas. You don't want no men in your life talking about, oh yeah, you got the bag now, you could chill now. You don't even want to be around no men like that to have you operate at a low-ass level. You don't want to be around that shit. I'm just keeping it 100 with y'all, man. This shit is crazy. Go Lizzo, exactly. At least she finally found her way. No more soft life. Yeah, soft belly life.
Belly, belly?
Soft back rolls life.
My back pregnant.
Then the snowmobile company named one of their models after her. That's possible. I know she feels better. Of course she feels better, man. Of course, bro. But yeah, we listen. It's 2025. We not rocking with none of the bullshit. It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. And that's another fire episode. Hey, man. Hit the like button for your boy, man. Lizzo got ways to go, but good job. And her voice does sound more feminine and girly. Oh, yeah, it does. I didn't see that, CeCe. Is it me or has her voice changed? It could have changed, I'm sure. It's probably easier to breathe. So, yeah, her voice might sound a little different. If a woman can reject a man because of his height and financial status, that man can reject a woman for not taking care of herself. Hey, man, y'all said it, not me. What's up, Brown Baldy? Hey, y'all said it, not me, man. Hey, listen, man. Brown Baldy, I think you missed the episode. You can catch the playback. But, yeah, I'm going to get that. One of my clients having a little Super Bowl thing, so I'm going to slide over there with the gang. Catch another live. So grateful. What's up, Jenny? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Jenny, I got some bad news for you. You missed the show.
Welcome to the show.
Jenny, you got to catch the playback.
Welcome to the show.
But it's all love. I appreciate you joining. Can you hit the like button for me? And watch the playback as well so I get these watch minutes. Lizzo used to sound like Benny the Butcher.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Hey, go ahead, man. I'll catch the playback, sir. Appreciate you, Jenny. Spider-Mo way. Spider-Mo's insane, bro. But anyway, man. Hey, appreciate y'all watching, man. Follow my social media, C Marty Fit on Instagram, or C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X. We on all platforms going crazy. Now her breast sag and she got a flabby apron. The goal is to never get big in the first place. Mona, you're a savage. And Mona, we do not care that you're a savage.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
We love it. But listen, like I said, follow the social media. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. Hold on, let me answer that after. Let me answer it now. Eagles or Chiefs? I want the Eagles to win because I don't want to see Pat Mahomes get no three-peat. But you know, the refs, they're going to be cheating like a motherfucker.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I'm not going to be surprised if the Chiefs win. And you know sports are rigged.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
And you know all this sports betting is rigged, too.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
So I think the Chiefs are going to win, but I want the Eagles to win. That's going to be my answer. If you don't want to get better mentally, spiritually, physically, don't watch the podcast. If you crush all the nachos and don't pull up on the bottle, don't watch the podcast. That's crazy. That's crazy. Listen, man, we live again. If you're sitting in the car like Respucia and unable to honk your horn with your belly, don't watch the podcast. I'm a lifetime Browns fan. You had to be if you from Cleveland. Absolutely. Taylor Swift going to win the Super Bowl. Absolutely. Whoever loses, it's Spider-Mo's fault. Lizzo can afford surgery to remove the skin and fat. Absolutely, man. Hey, we live again Wednesday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Wednesday. It's going to be a great episode. And listen, be on the lookout for some short clips, some short segments. I'm back to posting those. I had to figure out with YouTube what I needed to do. I think I'm doing the right thing. So be on the lookout for those. Hit the like button and appreciate y'all. And I'm going to catch y'all on Wednesday. Enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. Don't big back too much.
Big back activity.
And we out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Dom DeMarco.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up. even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.